Blog Talk Radio.
Root Cause Radio, sharing the secrets of optimal health.
The collard green recipe is fantastic, and it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it seems it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And
it calls for uncured turkey bacon. And I have never cooked collards for quite that long. I didn't know that it's good to cook greens for a long time because it breaks the molecular bonds, and the food, the oxalates become more digestible, and the recipe has you to cook the greens for about an hour and a quarter, and my family loves the greens.
Once the diseases are cured at the cellular level, we are able to prevent new diseases from occurring.
This message is for those people out there that they need hope and they need a resolution for their sickness. Symptometry is the solution.
Yes, this is a total health system. I have trained under other people, and they only gave me partial answers.
My family tends to suffer with plaque buildup on our teeth, and we have to go in regularly to fight off gingivitis. And it doesn't matter how much you floss, it just doesn't help. But just by using the yogurt blend, when I just went into my doctor's visit, my dental visit last week, she was amazed by the results. I mean, it was great. The plaque buildup was just minimized significantly.
Once we have prevented new diseases from occurring, then mankind will have a chance to live in a disease-free body. This is what we all want. We all want to live in a disease-free body, so that you will be happy all the time.
Go deep at the root cause of your sickness, of your disease. And Dr. Naughty is an awesome man.
My name is Michelle Mitchell, and I just love being here for Symptometry. I got to actually meet Dr. Naughty, and just learning all the information that we learned today was really fulfilling, and I am definitely going to work towards becoming a student.
So I would encourage anyone who would like to learn how to learn about solutions and not just live in a situation, to come and call Symptometry. Come to a symposium, and guess what? You can be like I am, more enlightened, because the more I learn how to do that will support me, the better off I will become.
This was a very awakening moment. We're just enjoying ourselves and feel very enlightened by all the information that we received, and I'm looking forward to purchasing a few of the books so I can continue on the Symptometry path.
What we have to do now is to establish the gateway to happiness by removing all diseases from the human body. It is as simple as that.
he talked to me for 2 hours, and his compassion, his care, the care that he have for people, I never saw to anybody, the love for people, and I was so impressed.
Hi, my name is Lori. This is my first symposium. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm also a student at the American School of Symptometry. I would encourage everybody to participate in either the six-month program or to study to become a symptometrist, because curing is proving, we're learning how, we want to spread the word, we need your help.
Symptometry has really helped me with dental problems. Before, I would wake up and my teeth were starting to cross in front, and the more citrus I was eating, the worse it would get. So it's been able to stop that. I stopped having dental pain and the actual teeth itself, and bad breath went away. No bad breath.
And the best way to go about it is to go to the American School of Symptometry, where we teach cosmic or atomic science, where we teach cell nourishment, so that every cell and every tissue in the human body is well nourished.
But I'm so excited because we find help in symptometry, and we are grateful that we find this help. And I hope you'll call symptometry, and you're gonna find out that for anything that you have, there is a solution. And Dr. Navi knows how to help you.
Hello, hello. Welcome one and all. Welcome to Root Cause Radio. Oh, I'm so happy to be with everyone today. My name is Angel Delight, and I'm thrilled to be here hosting this wonderful broadcast for Symptometry Root Cause Therapeutics. So, well, again, welcome everyone. This is Root Cause Radio, where we empower you, the listeners, with knowledge solutions, and we also share secrets of optimal health on the show. In case you are new to our show tonight, I want to mention our website where you're able to get past shows and wonderful information, and you can download past shows as well at our website, www.rootcauseradio.com. All right, well, I also want to mention that symptometry is neither alternative medicine nor allopathic drug medicine, but symptometry is the most scientific, natural, and logical method for addressing the needs of the cells, the genes, the DNA, the blood, and the lymphatic system. So by addressing all the needs of each cell, the cells that make up the body are thereby able to cure and prevent diseases on their own. So we enable the body to do what the body's engineered to do. And it turns out, as it is, that symptometry is the only discipline of applied therapeutic science that provides nothing but root cause treatment. So symptometry's approach is to go to the root cause of the symptom in order to help the body heal itself. All right, so for today's broadcast, all you really need is a pen, paper, you know, maybe jot down a few notes or anything that you find interesting you can jot down. And also, it's really important to keep an open mindset, very important, because you're bound to hear information that you haven't heard before or that might challenge your understanding of health. Now, before we bring on our featured guest for tonight, I want to mention that symptometry has licensed symptometrists that you can that are available for you to reach by telephone for a free, no-cost, 15-minute consultation. You can reach Dr. Maxwell Narte, who happens to be the founder of symptometry. You can reach him by dialing 708-691-4977. Again, that's 708-691-4977. And also, you can reach Dr. Charlie Abbott, who is the director at the American School of Symptometry. You can reach Dr. Abbott by dialing 336-456-9183. Again, that's 336-456-9183. So these licensed symptometrists are available by telephone for a private, no-cost, 15 to 20-minute consultation regarding any health issues or concerns you'd like to discuss with them. All right. Well, tonight's topic, as you may know, we're focusing on men's health. That's right. We're focusing on men's health on tonight's broadcast, and this show is designed to help bring more attention and awareness to the top health threats to men and how to eliminate them, okay? So whether you're a man or a woman, this show is beneficial to you because I'm sure you have someone important in your life who is a man, whether it's a father, a son, a brother, a friend, So this is useful information. And tonight's guest, without much further ado, is the one and only founder of Symptometry, Dr. Maxwell Narte. Dr. Narte is the founder of Symptometry and also the licensed symptometrist. He is on the show with us. Let me try and bring him on here. Dr. Narte.
Thank you very much. Thank you for inviting me again. That's a great opportunity. Thank you.
Yes. We are so happy to have you with us on the show, and we have lots of questions we'd like to get to in regards to, our topic tonight, which is on men's health. Now, we just want to start off just by asking, why is it that most men die before women, on average? I mean, most on average men have a shorter lifespan than women. Is it because most men put their health as a low priority and they wait too long to, look for a health professional when they're sick? Or what could it be?
No. There are two main reasons. One reason is stress. And, men do not know how to take good care of themselves. And if you're a man, you have to take care of your adrenal gland. The adrenal gland is the one that produces all the stress modulators. And if you don't know how to produce them, you don't know how to produce serotonin, you don't know how to produce norepinephrine, and all these very, very important neurotransmitters, well, you dig yourself a deep hole. And once you get in there, you become less creative. Once you are less creative, you will not be able to make choices, good choices anymore. This is why many men are in denial. They are sick, but they say, oh, well, they can fight it. They can fight the cold. They can fight the flu. They can fight cancer. They can fight this. They can fight that. By the time they realize, they have been swept off their feet and they are on their deathbed. This is the problem with men. Okay. The second issue with men is that men do almost all the dangerous jobs in this world. In other words, men do all the high-risk jobs, and women do almost all the low-risk jobs. It is now that a few women are venturing into the high-risk jobs. It is men who are fishermen. If you like, watch the Deadliest Catch, a good documentary. A show, on the Alaskan fishermen. When they go out to sea in the deep sea, they do deep sea fishing in the Bering Sea, and who are on board? Who are the crew members? They are all men. One of them was washed off by the sea. During the storm, one of them was washed into the ocean. And a few months later, two crew members were washed into the ocean also. So you see, these are very high risk jobs. Now, Federal Express pilots, they are not men. Most of them are women. UPS pilots, most of them are men. Commercial pilots, most of them are men. And it's in the Air Force that a few of them are women, but the overwhelming majority are men. These are high-risk jobs. Now, ocean liners, some of these ocean liners just sink into the sea, and then that's it. And then, and who are the captains? Mostly men. And you can go on and on and on and on. It is only now that women are integrating some of these women are training, and then they are taking some of these jobs. But from time immemorial, this has been the job of men. These are high risk jobs. So men are more exposed to dangers than women. When an intruder comes into a house, you see the wife and the children calling on daddy to take the gun and protect them. There is somebody, there's a stranger in the family. Who do they look like? They turn to the father. Or they will run and take cover, leaving the man alone to face the intruder. Eventually, maybe he may get killed. The woman is pregnant. It is the man who protects the pregnant woman. As far as diseases are concerned, men do not menstruate. Men do not menstruate. Unfortunately, this is what is happening. And it is true. Women do not know the importance of menstruation. I hope many of them know now. It is unfortunate that it is only women who menstruate. And menstruation gives women a huge advantage over men. Menstruation is a renewal of endometrial tissue, the tissue of life. This amounts to rejuvenation. Women rejuvenate every month. Men do not rejuvenate. They just decay and die. That's it. Let me explain. Menstrual blood is nothing but blood, a flood of dirt, complete garbage. It is so filthy that a decent woman will not even want their boyfriend or their husband to touch her during menstruation. Even if they do, they are conscious of something going on down below. Men do not have an outlet for all their garbage. I'm one of them. I'm a man. We don't have an outlet for our garbage. Blood is circulating the same garbage over and over, and our heart is pumping the same garbage back. Eventually, our skin becomes so saturated that, well, it has to retain some of the garbage. Then the garbage will start jamming our liver, our kidneys, our spleen, our heart. This is why men go to bed and some of them don't wake up anymore. So many of them die in their sleep. We just had a classic example of men's death recently. Justice Antonin Scalia. In the afternoon, he just went to take a nap. He died in his sleep. His wife is still alive. This is just a classic example. If a man wants to have a long life, he should be guided by his reflective symptoms. If your boyfriend or husband is irritable, very impatient, abusive, condescending, arrogant, he has very dirty blood. If they won't come to symptometry to have their blood sanitized, expect his condition to get worse. We just had one man who killed 49 people in Orlando, Florida. His ex-wife had to run away. His first wife had to run away because this man was so violent. When did this man sanitize his blood? So one thing I want to bring to your attention is men have a short life expectancy because they don't menstruate. Thank you.
Wow, Dr. Nardi, that is just interesting information I just heard from you. So a few things I want to just go over with you, Dr. Narke. You mentioned that men don't menstruate, and that is a fact. Men don't. However, because they don't menstruate, you're saying that they don't have a way of renewing endometrial cells within their body, and therefore they have, quote-unquote, dirty blood or blood that's not sanitized. So my question is, what makes the blood, quote-unquote, dirty? What is it in the system that makes the blood dirty, and how does symptometry help to remove, you know, the toxins from the blood and make the blood more sanitized? Could you expand on that?
Yes, this is what I do all the time. I do that once a week. I sanitize my blood once a week. That is my way of having a very healthy blood. Every man should be doing that, because we don't menstruate. How does our blood become dirty? How? Well, when you taste your blood, you see that your blood is salty. There is salt in our blood. And salt is a reactor. Sodium is a reactor. So any food that we eat, the nutrients in the food that we eat react with sodium and produce a lot of debris. They produce a lot of debris. We have to break up and liquefy this debris, so that our blood is clean. And if you don't sanitize your blood, your heart will continue to pump nothing but dirty blood year after year after year after year after year. And for you to reach age 60, age 65, age 70, that will be a tall order. It will be tough, because your body will be breaking down, your organs will be breaking down and breaking down and breaking down, because the blood is too dirty. Blood is salty, and sodium is a reactor. It is reacting with every nutrient in the food you are eating. Thank you.
Wow. Well, in regards to having dirty blood or blood that's not sanitized on a regular basis, now, you say it's important for men to do this, but is it also important for women to do this? Even though women have their menstrual cycles, should they also sanitize their blood?
Well, if women also sanitize their blood, they will have a double, they already have an advantage over men. Now they will have a much bigger advantage. You know, most of the centenarians, people who live past age 100, most of the centenarians, they are women. They are women. And now, if women sanitize their blood, instead of living up to 111, 112, they will live up to 130, 140, because they have a double advantage. Yes, women should sanitize their blood. Yes, I'm not saying this because, well, women will outlive us by 3 to 1 or something. But, I will advise them to do that in addition to the menstruation, the regular menstruation. They should do that. And if a woman does not menstruate, that is not a good idea at all. A woman should keep menstruating until she's 53, 54, 55. My wife menstruated until she was 54 or 55, 54 and a half or 55, thereabouts. If you stop menstruating at the age of 38, 39, I had women who called me because they've reached premenopause. I said, what is your definition of premenopause? Oh, I've stopped having my menses since I was 35 years old. What? No, that is not normal. That is not normal. Well, my gynecologist said it is normal for some women to reach premenopause around that. I said, that is not true. That is not true. If you like, I will give you the treatment. And after one or two or three treatments, tell me what is happening. Yes, I started treating her. And then after two treatments, she started menstruating. So this means it's a lie. And she's still menstruating until this day. 3 years later, she's still menstruating. The first menstruation that came out, this woman could not stand her own menstrual blood. The stench of her own menstrual blood, she could not stand it. Dr. Nati, it was awful. I said, yes. And you had all this in your body. Now, you see, she's a woman. She's menstruating. If she were a man, there was no way of this blood, dirty blood, to come out. It will still be there. Therefore, if a woman is young, you know, is less than 40 years old, less than 50 years old, 48, 47, 46, 44, and she's not menstruating, this is not good. You have to call symptometry for the ionization of your womb to take place as quickly as possible. You ionize your pituitary gland so that all the hormones are in sync so that you menstruate again. That is not good. Thank you.
Well, Dr. Narke, it is well known that, you know, the top six health threats to men as they get older include cardiovascular disease, lung cancer, prostate cancer, depression, suicide, diabetes, and erectile dysfunction. So you've talked about how not sanitizing the blood, you know, can shorten a man's life over time. So with these top health threats, you know, the cardiovascular disease, the lung cancer, prostate cancer, depression, suicide, diabetes, and erectile dysfunction, are these all, these top health threats, they're related to the single cause of having, quote-unquote, dirty blood or unsanitized blood? Can you explain how, or just explain symptometry's approach to reducing or, you know, eliminating these top health threats to men?
Well, I will start with erectile dysfunction. You see, if a man can't have natural erection and has to rely on an injection for erection or Cialis or Viagra, he is no longer a man. He is half a man. Half a man loses his dominance, his authority at home, and, you know, some women, some wives don't respect them anymore. Dirty blood is causing this because dirty blood, filthy blood, is jamming the nerve, the cutaneous nerve that causes that makes a person to have an erection. That's the cutaneous nerve. Then we have the penis nerve. These two nerves are very important, and they are full of debris, full of garbage. It has to be ionized. When people are experiencing erectile dysfunction and they come to symptometry, that is what I do. And then there are some men who are taking some high blood pressure pills, and these high blood pressure pills cause erectile dysfunction. They are taking some pharmaceutical drugs, and some men also drink alcohol, and they drink sodas. This causes erection or complete sexual dysfunction. So we have dirty blood playing a very important role here. But as far as cardiovascular disease is concerned, there's a combination of two factors. We have plaque in the blood vessels. You have plaque in the blood vessels and debris. So it's a combination of plaque and debris that cause all cardiovascular diseases. Even if it runs in the family, in my situation, well, my mother died of his heart failure after many years of high blood pressure, she was being treated with pharmaceutical drugs for 30 years. Finally, she collapsed. Now, she had a lot of plaque in the arteries, in addition to debris. Okay, so I don't know, but by then I was not a symptometry, so I did not study my mother very well. But all I knew was she was taking drugs for high blood pressure. Now, let's have also, as far as cardiovascular disease is concerned, plaque and debris. What about depression? What about depression? Well, as far as depression is concerned, It is the cell's inability to produce serotonin that causes depression. Now, you may take all kinds of things for depression, go to the nutrition store and health food store and buy things for depression. That is not going. That may work or it may not work. Because you have too much debris in your cells. You have to ionize this debris first. So when people come to symptometry for treatment for depression, we have a particulate to ionize the debris from the cells first, and then we have the molecules to nourish the cells, and then they produce a lot of serotonin. They become very creative, they become very relaxed, very loving, and they become totally different individuals. Totally different individuals. That's what we do. And when people are bipolar, and they come to symptometry, that is the same method we use. We have particulates for this, and then to ionize their cells, and then we give them the molecules for serotonin, and then their bipolar disappears. Okay? As far as you mentioned diabetes also, it is eating fruits, corn, and drinking fruit juices that will make a man susceptible to diabetes. That is it. You know, so you have to know what is in fruits. People say there are nutrients in fruit, but symptometry we go a notch higher by saying that there are more than nutrients in fruits. We also have strong sugars. We have fructose, but too much fructose too is not good. Then we have sorbitol, and that is also not good. You know, so they destroy the islet of Langerhans in the pancreas, you know, and the debris that is in the pancreas, the debris that is in the liver and in the adrenal gland make it difficult to produce cortisol and to produce the liver enzymes that are used to regulate sugar properly. So this is what causes diabetes. In other words, these three constitute the root cause of diabetes. So you see, debris is always playing a role. So debris in blood is central to all of men's diseases. Thank you.
Wow. Yep. So that does make sense. So then, would ionization, as you've mentioned, Dr. Narty, would ionization by a licensed symptometrist, or would a client who receives ionization by a licensed symptometrist, is that the best and is that the only way, or is that the answer to resolving, you know, these diseases that affect men, is simply just ionize your blood, or is there more to it?
No. As far as blood is concerned, blood has to be ionized. You see, don't forget that when blood is so dirty, super dirty, now you've created growth factors for pinworms, for treadworms, you know. Then you start itching left and right. You start itching. Your back is itching. Your scrotum is itching. This place is itching. That place is itching. Well, pinworms are coming in because your dirty blood, just like look at sewage. Look at sewage water. Look at sewage. Okay? You have created growth factors for all kinds of bacteria, worms, flukes, all kinds of things. That's how it is. Your blood is dirty. It's also creating growth factors for all kinds of organisms. You know,